Welcome to today's Perry Fairway. Let's Talk Dallas County program. My name is Joe Sawinski. On today's program, I am privileged to be joined by five individuals, and we are talking about the upcoming Perry High School fall play. It's titled The Only Thing Between Me and Total Awesomeness. So sitting around the table with me today, I have director Randy Peterson. Then I have senior Dana Carolla, sophomore Sebastian Hernandez, senior Kaylin Bausman, and senior Adriana Escalante. So each of you, thank you so much for joining me and talking about the school play this year. So Randy, we'll start with you, as we usually do, to just talk about the play in general, what it's about, how you found it, and what people can expect if they come see it.
Sure. So the play is an ensemble comedy piece, which means that it's got a lot of actors all acting on stage all at the same time here. And the plot of the play is basically that each one of these characters has something that is preventing them from being completely awesome. And so, you know, each character has one little tiny thing that's wrong with them. And that's kind of how the action of the show plays out. And so you've got a character that can't sleep very well, and a character that can't pass her driving test to save her life. And you've got characters that, you know, need to clean their room. They've got a very messy room. And so it's really just kind of more like basic humor here. And so, you know, people that come can expect to really relate to these characters and how they are behaving here, because it's all very common problems. You know, it's problems that people have very frequently in their lives. And so I think people will really relate to it in that sense.
All right. How did you find it and decide that this is the play that you wanted to do this year?
So I actually get a bunch of like perusal copies of scripts, of course, and my students actually picked this one out for me. So all of my students were reading my scripts one day and they found this one and decided that they wanted to do it. So this is actually a student selected show.
All right. Now, is this sort of a bunch of individual scenes, or is it connected in some way, or how does the transitions work?
Sure. So it's basically a bunch of individual scenes. And so each character has their own specific scene where they explain what is preventing them from being totally awesome. Each character scene kind of plays out in a funny or humorous fashion.
All right. Now let's talk to some of those characters, starting with you, Dana. Your character's name is Ruby. So tell us a little bit about who your character is and what makes her tick.
Well, my character is very full of herself. So she thinks that there is nothing between her and complete awesomeness. She thinks that she is totally, completely, and entirely amazing and wants to make sure that everyone knows that. She's also very vain and materialistic. And so at the end of the play, there is a surprise that I will not mention where some of that is messed up a little bit.
All right. Now, with the type of character that you mentioned, I don't imagine you want too many similarities between you and them. But what do you identify with this character and how do you get into that role?
Oh, goodness. I guess I just try to be as preppy and as stuck up as I possibly can be. Very just posture, standing up straight, keeping your head up, definitely. I hope I don't identify with her at all. That's my goal there. But yeah, I guess just completely acting it up as much as I possibly can.
All right. Now, Sebastian, we'll go to you. Your character's name is Sam. So sort of the same question I asked Dana. Talk about your character a little bit.
So my character, Sam, is a very love-struck person. He has this huge, not obsession, but he's very in love with his love interest. I won't reveal the name yet. But he's very in love with her and very Shakespearean and goes off into tangents about how he's going to tell her and like all of these things. And he's so like in love with her, and then when it comes time, kind of like falls a little bit short. But he's just the love-struck character of the whole play, and yeah, it's kind of it for him.
All right, what do you like about your character, and how do you place yourself in that role?
So what I like most about him is how he like goes off into tangents, and we kind of call it like the Shakespeare part, because some of the stuff he says is like just like weird. You wouldn't say it in like a normal conversation. So I like those parts. How I get into characters, like I think of like someone I like or something, and I'm like, oh, I'd say this to them, but like put it into words, and that's kind of how I get really into character.
All right. Now, Kaylin, you are one of several cast members that has multiple characters. So talk a little bit about your overall role in the play.
So my main role is as the character Ben. And so his problem is procrastination, which is literally me as the character. So like, I'm just up there and I'm like, yeah, this is me. What happens is I'll quickly like escape through the background and come on in a different outfit. And I'll play the anger management counselor. And so, like, I'll have a different persona. I'll take on a different voice. It's more of like a calming, like talking like this. So it's the complete opposite of the kid who needs the anger management. And I just kind of have to switch personalities a little bit, key into different areas overall.
All right, now talk about that challenge there, because you're not only playing two people, but you're also playing against gender in this.
So it also comes with the way I sit. So if I'm being Ben, I'll typically have like a wide leg stance and I'll have my arms in a weird like bent way. But when I'm the counselor, I'll have my legs crossed and I'll make sure I'm like all poised and I'll make my voice like this. But when I'm Ben, I talk like this because I can't really make a guy voice because I have a very high-pitched voice. I'm a soprano, so my register is kind of up there. But I think it works really easily with different ways I portray them, especially with body language, because it really says a lot about a person.
All right. Now, the last actor that we have here is Adriana. So your character's name is Grace. So tell us a little bit about her.
Okay. So Grace is kind of a ditz. She's very stupid. I feel like she's very oblivious to everything around her. Oh, and she's really carefree. And she's just like, ooh, all over the place. And then there's me. And I am not like that. At least I hope not. And yeah, she's really fun to play. She's really happy. Go get 'em. But she's also kind of stupid. So it's hard to go get 'em when you can't understand everything.
All right. Is that fun or challenging to play someone who's so different from you?
It can be kind of challenging, like a little uncomfortable because it's something that I wouldn't do. But in the end, it's really fun because you get to step out of your comfort zone and see like what you can accomplish. And like, after like a show and I know that that character is different from me, I feel like I've grown more as like an actor. So that's pretty fun.
All right. Now I'm going to go around the table here and ask each of you the same question in rapid succession. And it's just very simply put, why would you encourage people to come see this show?
It's really funny and it's high energy.
Because the cast gets so into it. We all portray our characters very well, I believe. And we get so into it that you can see it in the back when people are just sitting back there, that they're like invested in the play.
It's really funny and it's just overall like so much fun to do. And I feel like everyone that's already in it, like you'll just feel the energy like radiating from us on stage. And it's just such like a family.
It's a very new concept. So it's something that we've never done before. Like it's completely new. So no one knows anything about it. And there's a little bit of something for everyone, and people can identify with each of the characters.
I've got a very talented cast of actors here. And so just if you come see this show, you'll see a bunch of very talented high school students just, you know, having fun, playing around. And I think that'll be a pretty enjoyable experience for everybody.
All right. So the last question I have for you is, what are the details of the show? When is it? Where is it? And everything like that.
Sure. It's November 8th and 9th at 7 o'clock at the Performing Arts Center. Tickets are $5 and you can either buy them at the door or you can call into the high school office and buy them that way.
All right. Anything else that any of you would like to say about The Only Thing Between Me and Total Awesomeness?
What I'd like to mention is the fact that since we have a bunch of little skits that are going on, it's really a chance to see everyone's acting abilities, because there's not just the main three people and then people supporting. Everybody has their own main role. They have their own spotlight where they come on. And it's just amazing to see that everyone in the cast is able to do things that they don't normally do. Like there are people who have been seen throughout their high school career and they're typically like playing a side character just because they were just a little bit off from being that main lead character. And then all of a sudden you're seeing them in the spotlight with monologues. And I think it's just amazing to see what everyone can do.
All right. Well, thank you each for joining me. I appreciate it very much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
That's been today's Perry Fairway Let's Talk Dallas County program with Randy Peterson, Dana Carolas, Sebastian Hernandez, Kaylin Bausman, and Adriana Escalante. You can find this program at RaccoonValleyRadio.com. My name is Joe Sierwinski with Raccoon Valley Radio News. Perry Fairway, always fresh, always affordable.